new exhibition at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art examines the relationship in France between landscape and national identity. There are more than 100 paintings and photographs from 1850 to 1880, including works by artists such as Monet, Manet, and Le Gray. I spoke with curators Simon Kelly of the St. Louis Art Museum and April Watson of the Nelson Atkins. Watkins says the exhibition is structured like a journey through France.
Visitors start in Paris. They move through railroads and factories, monuments, into the countryside, and they end up at the sea.
April has been with the Nelson since 2007, and Simon, you're now a curator at the St. Louis Art Museum, but previously you served as an associate curator at the Nelson. And I was just curious if the idea kind of came about when you all were at the same museum, or if it was when you were in different cities.
I came to the Nelson Atkins at the end of 2005, and it was pretty soon after that that, you know, I started thinking about this exhibition. I did my PhD on the 19th century landscape painter Theodore Rousseau, who's in this exhibition. I was interested in the way that landscape painters in the 19th century in France really focused on their own country and traveling around and discovering their country and the way in which, in doing that, they really constructed a sense of what the nation meant. Started to speak to April about this and realized how many connections there were with photography and photographers doing the same kind of thing. So we started to develop the exhibition together.
It was a really interesting time for us. I came on board at the museum about 2007. That was right at the time when the Block Building opened, the big announcement that we got the Hallmark Photographic Collection. Before that collection came to the museum, it was American in focus. But after it came to the museum, Keith Davis, our senior curator, was really interested in starting to build the collection and expand it to include, in particular, 19th century French material. So this seemed like a really perfect opportunity. And as Simon said, the more we talked about these ideas, the more we realized there were some really strong and interesting connections that we were eager to explore.
There are over 100 works in the exhibition from private collections and museums, and the selection process. I'm assuming it took quite a bit of traveling and communication back and forth.
In terms of the photographs, I think we have 72 photographs total, and about half of those are actually in the Nelson Atkins collection. And the rest are loans, some from private lenders, but others from, you know, the major institutions like the Art Institute, the Getty, the Met, MFA Houston.
There's been a lot of travel to, you know, a range of American museums on both coasts and around the country. Also travel to France and really just, you know, searching out pieces which fitted the exhibition theme. You know, we have some big name painters in the show. We have Monet, we have Renoir, we have Manet, we have Pizarro. But it was also important for me to include artists who aren't so well known today, but at the time were important, the kind of painters who were appearing at the official Salon, which was a state-sponsored exhibition. So it was important for me that they be represented in the exhibition. So you're going to see, for example, a pair of great works by an artist called Paul Huet of the Chateau of Pierrefonds, which are stunning paintings, but will not be well known. But I think that in some ways that's all the better. There are some great surprises in this exhibition.
The works are from 1850 to 1880, mm-hmm. and it was a time of great transition in France. I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about some of the changes that were taking place.
This is a moment when, you know, history is still very important in France, and you know, France's monuments are being celebrated and restored. But as a kind of counterpoint to that, you're seeing the modernization of France, and that's reflected particularly in the railroad, which, you know, develops its network around France at that time. And that in turn, you know, leads to further exploration of the country because you're finding painters and photographers using the railroad to discover France.
I know that some people have described Impressionist paintings as a snapshot, and I was wondering if the two of you could talk about sort of the interplay between photography and painting and how photography influenced some of the approach to painting.
It's been sort of debated on and off over the years, the degree to which photography sort of liberated, shall we say, painters from having to paint in a perhaps a more quote-unquote realistic way, and that's, of course, a very loaded term. In many cases, and particularly many of the really great photographers, someone like Gustave Le Gray, he was actually trained as a painter, and what you'll see in his photographs are something that is very much derived from a romantic tradition. And in fact, some of the photographs, I would say, are more romantic in the way that they appear than in some of the painters were depicting it. It's a complicated thing to say that, you know, photography changed the nature of painting. We're not in this exhibition emphasizing a one-to-one influence by any means. We're really more looking at the visual resonances between the painters and photographers and kind of looking at the fact that they were all going to photograph or paint similar motifs or themes.
The most important thing for both of us was to look at the visual culture at the period and think about the ways in which, you know, painting and photography were coming together to kind of underpin that culture and particularly, you know, develop this idea of nation, which is the center of the exhibition.